There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Wednesday, May 3rd edition, and I hope everybody had a fun Tuesday because, my goodness, that was some entertaining baseball, especially in the MLB DFS world. It was literally dongs for days. It was home run after home run after home run after home run. There were double dongs everywhere. It seemed like the guys we were targeting were all going off. The pitchers we liked, almost all of them pitched great, almost. Tyler Chatwood was one of the most infuriating things I've ever seen. He throws 5 no-hit innings, leads off the 6th by walking the pitcher. So that's when you already know things are about to go bad, when you walk the pitcher. And then the implosion takes place. But yeah, outside of that, Chris Sale, that's why you pay for Chris Sale. I was so nervous. We were recording the Around the Bases Episode 10 podcast. It's available on all our sources. Please check it out. And myself and Mo were both watching the game at the same time. And as he throws behind Mookie Betts, we both just basically stop recording and start talking about it. And I'm sitting there going, oh, I have way too much Chris Sale to be having this happen right now. Paxton was a little disappointing indeed, but Quintana, Santana, Cahill, just beautiful there in the bats. Great night. Great night. And then we move to Wednesday, where this slate is just disgusting. Obviously, there's going to be tons of bats. The pitching is tricky as tricky can be. It's going to be a lot of rolling the dice upside, guys that can get blown up in a matter of seconds, but also have big K upside is what we're looking for in tournaments, because we want those strikeout points to especially offset, you know, if they give up 3 or 4 runs. But if you can give me 8-plus strikeouts, it's going to offset things pretty well. We're looking for that upside. And then there are bats for days, so we're not worried about that. Looking at the weather real quick, wind is blowing out hard to right field, potentially in the New York Yankees-Toronto game in the Bronx. Blowing in from center field in Kansas City between the White Sox and the Royals. It's pretty likely the Brewers-St. Louis game in St. Louis will be postponed. Kevin Roth already came out with his forecast saying there's flash flood warnings there all day. It's raining all day, and during the game, during the hours of the game, it's 100% chances of rain. No, nothing's been announced officially, but don't be surprised if we get a postponement prior to the game. So that might knock us down to a 14-game slate, which I'm fine with. Oakland, Minnesota, and Minnesota, and Chicago White Sox, Kansas City also have slight chances of rain, but nothing to worry about too much, according to Kevin Roth, which is great. And then one thing he didn't really mention, but I was looking at, Philadelphia and Chicago in Wrigley. We've been dealing with a lot of wind blowing out there. Nothing's official yet. I haven't seen a total come out yet, but reports are some wind blowing in anywhere up to close to 10 to 15 miles an hour potentially, which is great. And it's supposed to be in the mid to low 40s, really cold pitcher's environment. So Arrieta and Eichhoff could be in play. I didn't target them on the slate tonight, but if the weather comes out and it's pretty favorable, I don't main them as a late GPP option. I will definitely throw that out there, especially Eichhoff, a little cheaper. But it's real dicey, but this whole slate's dicey. That's why I wanted to bring it up. Totals on the board: Jays, Yankees, 8.5. Diamondbacks, Nationals, 8. Orioles, Red Sox is our high total of the day at 9. Pirates, Reds, 8.5. Indians, Tigers, 8. Marlins, Rays, 8. Mets, Braves, 8. A's, Twins, 8.5. Rangers, Astros, 8.5. Sox, Royals, 8. Brewers, Cardinals, 7.5. And Rainey, Rockies, Padres, 8. Giants, Dodgers, 7. Angels, Mariners, 7.5. So decent totals, but nothing too crazy. Only the high one in Baltimore. And there's going to be fireworks there, too, if you missed anything last night. Very good chance things are going to pop off there tonight. It'll be on MLB Network if you don't have the local feeds. But let's get to our pitching on tonight's slate. And bear with me. I'm going to name some guys. And like yesterday, I was pretty hard and steadfast in the guys I liked. And I'm going to give you guys to decipher through. And I'll tell you the guys I like a lot. But you're going to need to just kind of, I'm going to point you in the right direction. And you're going to have to kind of decipher from there, because most of these are gambles. There's a handful I really do like, though. And on a night that's as bad as this, you might, as much as I hate doing this, you might have to pay for pitching. And one of them is Carlos Carrasco of the Cleveland Indians. He's $10,700, and he's at the Detroit Tigers, which is scary to begin with. But hopefully being at Detroit will, you know, lower the ownership of him, because people, A, saw what Detroit did yesterday and against the Klubot, and they'll stay away. But Carrasco's off to a great start to the year, 204 ERA, .79 whip. He's striking out 7 or more in 3 of 4 starts. He's already faced Detroit once this year, 6 2/3, 2 earned runs on 4 hits. But he walks 5 that game. Outside of that game, he has 0-1-0 walks. So when he's not walking, guys, he has been outstanding. But overall this year, he's given up no more than 3 earned runs in any start. That was his last start in Seattle. And that was when he gave up 2 home runs, the most home runs he's given up in any start. But overall, he's looked really, really good this year. And that was a concern I had coming into the season, because I know how healthy he was. His DraftKings price is pretty much, you know, steadily gone up and stayed in the tens now in his last few starts. The thing with Detroit, this is we're starting dicey out the gate. So Detroit, they strike out over 22% of the time against right-handed pitching. Good. But they hit right-handed pitching very well. We mentioned that with Verlander, but Verlander did just fine. So it's just a matter of how you – or never mind. I'm talking about the Klubot. The Klubot got shelled. So you pick your poison. Carrasco's striking out over 25% of the batters he faces. He's striking out, I believe his career against the Tigers, I was reading, he's striking out like 26 or 27% of Tigers in the Tigers lineup he's faced. Their WOBA as a team against them is like 285 to 290, which is outstanding. So he's done very well against this Tigers lineup in the past. The slate's that bad. I'm trying to take every grain of salt we can find to give us the best possible pick. It's not like last night where things are a little more cut and dry. This is bad tonight. So Carlos Carrasco at 10-7, albeit he's pricey. He's got tremendous strikeout upside, which I like a ton. And he's a heavy favorite. He's a -160 favorite, which we definitely like as well, because he's going up against Matty Boyd. So hopefully Cleveland can give him some run support in that one and give him a W as well. 10-7, we don't like paying for pitching, but tonight we might have to. Another one is Jacob DeGrom at 10-4 in Atlanta, that hitter's haven, which is scarier than scary can be right now. And this is tough one. DeGrom has been outstanding this year, 2.84 ERA, 1.17 whip, and he's striking out everybody. He's got 3 straight starts of 10 or more strikeouts. And he's coming off at a great start in Washington, 7 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned, 12 Ks. He's been just great this year, but he's only faced Washington and Miami in these 3 starts. So all 3 starts, though, over 10 Ks. No more than 3 earned runs in any of those starts. He had 1 bad start against the Nats at home where he walked 6. Other than that, just 1 walk in the other 2 starts. 7 innings in those 2 good starts. It's just scary. Atlanta's clicking well. DeGrom. Or let's start with Atlanta, striking out about 20.5% of the time against right-handed pitching. WOBA of 322, 265 average versus right-handed pitching. We got DeGrom with, or we got Atlanta, I mean, with a 390 implied team total. Right-handed batters are struggling mightily against DeGrom, but lefties are hitting at 313. Teams are only getting a WOBA of 299 against him, which is good. He's shutting them down in that respect. So I think he's still a good play. It's just that the way that ballpark's playing is just a scary predicament. But on a night like tonight with that K upside, that's we're looking for the K upside. Like I said, DeGrom striking out 25.6% of the batters he's facing. And it's good potential for a big night for DeGrom. He's got to keep Freddie Freeman in check, which no one's been able to do this year. And Kemp's hot and Inciarte. So it's a tough task, but definitely one worth monitoring. We go down to Julio Urias of the Dodgers at $8,500. I have yet to use him yet this year, given this is only his second start of the year. But the price tag is $8,800 last time, but he did go 5 2/3, but he only got you 14 points. He had 4 walks as part of the problem, but he did go 90 pitches, which was a good sign to see. I was concerned last time when we recorded about him that I didn't know what his pitch count would be. I didn't know how many innings they let him go. If they're going to let him go 90 to 100 pitches, it just depends on control, which I mentioned last time. That was his problem last year. He couldn't get deep into games because he was walking guys. That was his biggest problem. The stuff was there, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks. He just has the issue of walking guys. Giants, again, can't hit lefties very well. They did hit Wood on Tuesday. A lot of that I could contribute to Joe West behind the plate, where you basically have the strikes on the size of a pea. So it's always a hitter's paradise. But Urias at $8,500, it's too pricey for my blood. But again, on this slate, worth a look. But I might go elsewhere and roll the dice on some cheaper options. But definitely worth the look. Here's one that I'm going to gamble on for sure. I will have some exposure here. We're going Drew Pomeranz of the Boston Red Sox, $8,100 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Pomeranz faced Baltimore a couple starts ago, 5 1/3, 5 hits, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 11.8 DraftKings points. His first start of the year was at home, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 6 Ks for 24.5 DraftKings points, averaging 18.6 DraftKings points per start. Besides that start in Baltimore, he's gotten 6 or more Ks in every start. He's got great strikeout stuff. He likes to nibble on the corners, and that can be his detriment. If he's not locating well, his pitch count rises fast and he's gone. But we've seen how Baltimore is against left-handed pitching. They're not good. And it's not just a Chris Sale thing. They're not. They hit right-handed pitching better than lefties. It's like a broken record. But Pomeranz is striking out almost 27% of the batters he faces, and Baltimore striking out almost 26% of the time. He's a minus 140 favorite going into the game. Baltimore's WOBA is only 280 against him. It's a great spot for him. Most people will be scared off by this matchup, I would assume. I would hope. Baltimore's implied team total is 427, which is middle of the pack, a little higher on the pack, but righties and lefties are both hitting below 300 against Pomeranz this year. Baltimore's WOBA is 279 against lefties, and ISO is 123, both below average. This, statistics-wise, all lines up for Drew Pomeranz. Everything's in line for a very, very good start. Out of all the crappy pitchers tonight, this is one that at least lines up. Now, does that always work out? We know it does not. But all things considered, in a perfect storm, this is a good matchup, and he's relatively priced, $8,100. He could go get us, you know, 6 innings, go get us 6 to 8 Ks, give up a couple runs, give me 15 to 20 points. I will take it tonight, because on a night like tonight, that could be a really, really good start. Moving on, now it gets really entertaining. This is where we mix and match. I like Carrasco a lot. I like DeGrom a lot. They both have their, you know, scariness to them, but tremendous upside. Tremendous upside with those two arms. 25-plus point upside with both those arms. So no doubt there. Just very, very, very scary. And I really like Pomeranz. Now it gets interesting. I'm not going to mention Wainwright. I'm not going to mention Anderson, because that game's very, very likely to get rained out. I do like both with upside, strikeout upside. I like Anderson more than Wainwright. Anderson's been more consistent. I'd go Anderson if we had to go somewhere in that game. But we're gonna move on from St. Louis. We're going to Chucky. Charlie Morton, $6,900 at home against the Texas Rangers. Mentioned him his last start out against the Oakland A's with that K upside. What do you do? 7 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned, 12 strikeouts. You see, this is where strikeouts are key. This is why I'm bringing this up, that tonight we're looking for K upside. He gave up 4 runs and 5 hits. But he didn't walk anybody. And he struck out 12. He still got you 31.6 points. Strikeouts. That's what we're looking for tonight, because there's going to be offense. There's no avoiding this tonight. So we're looking for Ks. Chucky's not the biggest strikeout guy in the world, but in 3 of his 4 starts, 6 or more Ks. We'll take all of that right now. Going up against the Texas Rangers, who strike out 20.6% of the time against right-handed pitching. Charlie Morton's striking out 25.4% of the batters he's facing. Sure, it's a little on the scary side of things, but Vegas agrees with us a bit here, because Texas is the 7th lowest implied team total, 3.84. Righties are hitting them better than lefties. There are a lot of lefties in that Texas lineup, so keep that in mind. He's got that good heavy sinker. They got about a league average wOBA, a pretty good ISO, so a lot of power, which we'd expect in that lineup. Ball was flying out of there last night, so it's heating up all across the country. I keep bringing that up. So ball's going to keep flying. So it's a dicey play, but it's $6,900. What did you expect you're going to get at this price tags now? But the K upside is there. He's striking out a ton of guys. Texas strikes out at a decent clip. He's got a good he's favored in this matchup. Yeah, heavy favorite, -170 in this matchup. So good chance to get the W according to Vegas, which we're looking at early on. Charlie Morton at $6,900, definitely a decent gamble. And this one going with Nick Martinez and the Texas Rangers. Tampa Bay is at home against the Miami Marlins. This one is really probably one of the biggest GPP gambles I've thrown your direction. Nah, I've thrown some worse ones probably. But Blake Snell, the Tampa Bay Rays. I had to look at it some more because I couldn't believe it myself. But he's actually not been that bad. 3.42 ERA, 1.48 whip. The kid's problem is his dang control. 3 walks, 5 walks, 2 walks, 3 walks. He just gets into trouble. 6 hits, 3 hits, 7 hits, 2 hits. But he's given up 2 earned, 3 earned, 1 earned, no earns. He just doesn't get past 5 innings. They don't look like they let him go much more past, 90 to 95 pitches. But maybe they'll start letting that leash off. But $6,700. And the real kicker is Miami, everyone's got the caveat that Miami just rakes left-handed pitching. No, they don't. Marcelo Ozuna and Giancarlo Stanton rake left-handed pitching. Yes, yes, they do. And Martin Prado does a little bit as well. So if you can get past, the top 3 guys in the lineup, okay. The rest of the order is horrible against left-handed pitching. Horrible. As a team, they strike out over 21% of the time. They have a below average to bad wOBA of 296 and a team average of 250. So, what we're looking at with here, Blake Snell. Blake Snell strikes out 22.4% of the batters he faces. But like I said, he's walking 13.4% of the batters. Not good. But he's a favorite in this game against Conley. And this is strictly a GPP dice roll. Can he control the top of the order and not walk guys? If he can not walk guys, if he can just not walk guys, he's not a bad GPP player. On the other hand, you have Adam Conley against the Tampa Bay Rays at $6,300. He strikes out almost 21% of the batters he faces, but he also walks 10.7% of the batters he faces. But Tampa Bay strikes out 28.2% of the time against left-handed pitching. And yes, Tampa has an average wOBA and a 250 average, just like Miami. But the difference with Tampa, every batter in the Tampa lineup, at least the projected lineup, who knows what's coming out, Every batter in that lineup, especially with Longo out, if Longo's out, it's even bigger. Every batter in that projected lineup strikes out 20% or more against left-handed pitching. We've seen Adam Conley be good before. Really good. We've seen him be really, really bad also. So, Conley and Snell, both scary. And Snell, we know Conley can go longer into games than Snell. So there's a little bit on the good side there. But both are scary plays. I blame you not if you use none of them. You're probably a smarter man if you don't. But like Cahill last night and like others in the past, if one of these two has a big night, if, it's glorious. If they don't, you know, your night's probably over. But like if you have one lineup, don't use these guys, obviously. But if you have a good amount of lineups, sprinkle some of these in just to see what's going on, because if one of these two has a big night, they're going to be solo owned. Good things. I'm just telling you. There's on a night like tonight, you got to find the little gems, and there's potential there to be a little gem. I'm talking little, but you never know. You got to, you know, the whole coal to diamond thing right there. Last but not least, as I keep babbling on, and somehow he's priced cheaper than all of them, and I like him better than them all. Antonio Sensatella, we love him. Colorado Rockies, $6,200. Not the biggest strikeout arm, but just keeps getting it done. Great ground ball to fly ball. He's going 6+. He only went 6 in his last start, but he's gone 7+ in the rest. 3 of his 4 starts have been in Colorado, and he still has an ERA of 2.81. He's given up no more than 4 runs in any start. Like I said, 3 of 4 have been in Colorado. Kid's been outstanding. Outstanding, going up against the Padres, who, let's not mention, given Chatwood no hit him for 5 freaking innings. He blew it himself. But they strike out over 26% of the time against right-handed pitching, below average, like horrible WOBA against right-handed pitching, and a 227 average against right-handed pitching. They're bad, really bad. Sensatella, he doesn't strike out many guys, like I said, but doesn't walk many either. It's basically a pick'em, and the Padres are bad. Cheap as hell. I like him a lot tonight on a night with really, really, really bad options. I think Sensatella is a really good play. The upside, if he's not striking out guys, isn't huge, but he's shown he can still go 6-7 innings and limit the damage to 1 or 2 runs, get you 3 or 4 Ks, and he's still getting you 20-plus points at that price point. That's huge. So Sensatella, definitely in play. But yeah, as you can tell, I'm not nearly as excited as I was yesterday talking about this slate. And that was just a jumbled mess of pitching options for you. I couldn't even form that. That was as good as I could form your pitching options. Because that, putting that together yesterday, last night, and then looking at it again this morning was just, I couldn't eat breakfast, I'll tell you that much. So Carrasco, 10-7, DeGrom at 10-4. Urias, the price tag is just still too much at 85 for my taste. We're going to skip over the St. Louis-Milwaukee game. We'll go Charlie Morton at 69, who I like a lot. That's probably my top option at the low price range we're starting at. I skipped over Drew Pomeranz at 81. Love Palm. I wouldn't mind a Pomeranz-Morton lineup, but I don't think you're going to need to go that cheap. You know, if you don't want to gamble too much, I could go Carrasco. I could pick from Carrasco, DeGrom, Pomeranz, Morton, and Sensatella. If you just want a list of pitchers I like a lot, just go right there. Just leave it at that. Carrasco, DeGrom, Pomeranz, Morton, Sensatella. There's your pitchers. Now, if you want to gamble, Snell and Connolly are gambles. And then don't forget the weather in Chicago. I'm serious about that. I might pivot later in the day, if the weather keeps getting colder and windier, I might get some exposure to Chicago, the Cubs, to Arrieta, and potentially Eichhoff, just because it bodes well. But we'll see. I might not change my mind. We will see how that goes. Let's get to the bats. Catchers. Evan Gattis, 4K against Nicky Martinez. Like Salvi Perez, he let us down for the first time in a while yesterday, but that happens in baseball. He's 37 against Pelfrey. Royals are definitely in play against Mike Pelfrey. Buster Posey against Urias, 36. Russell Martin is kind of slowly hitting the ball. Toronto's definitely starting to hit the ball. Like at CC Sabathia, righties are hitting Sabathia very well this year, $3,500. Brian McCann against Martinez, $3,400 is in play. Yasmani Grandal against Samardzija is a solid, solid, solid play at $3,200. Samardzija just not that good at baseball. He's not bad, he's just not great. And Grandal hits righties very well. If you're not using Carrasco, Avila, how's his price tag go up against Carrasco? I don't get it. He's up to $3,100 now. Oh, DraftKings. Jason Castro, I mentioned using him yesterday. He went yard. He's $2,900 against Graveman. Graveman's numbers are good. He's, you know, velocity's up this year. I like him. I got him in season-long leagues and stuff. But he's given up a lot of hard contact. We will be on the Twins again tonight. Castro, nice cheap catching option at $2,900. Either as a one-off or a part of a deeper twin stack. You can go short twin stack, which I love, but if you want to go deeper, Castro can be a part of it. And that could just about... then you got here, now your Brewers cards are pretty much done. So, yep, that'll just about do it for your catches. First base. D-backs are facing a left-handed pitcher. I don't care. Gio's been really good this year, but... give me some Goldschmidt, $4,900. He's hit Gio very well in his career. And, yeah, he has hits, period. So, Goldie below 5K is always nice, $4,900. He got the hand ram. I told you I absolutely loved him yesterday. He's on fire right now. He double-donged over the monster. I don't think he's going to double-dong again today, but I like him a lot again. Gausman gets raked by right-handed hitting. Raked. Crushed. Give up tons of hard contact, home runs, hand wraps, $4,800. Price that keeps going up. Joey Votto, three-run homer, loved him. He's hitting well. He's $4,800 against Taillon. Freeman's been our guy every day. Facing DeGrom at $4,800. Miggy Cabrera's came back first day off the DL. He went yard. He's $4,700. Ryan Zimmerman, I think he'll be sneaky low-owned. Robbie Ray, who we are a big fan of, but we're not using him tonight. Good K upside. But in Washington against that offense, righties are hitting him very well this year. Nationals have a lot of good right-handed bats. One is Ryan Zimmerman hitting him in the middle of that order. Zim at $4,700 with all those names I just mentioned on top of him will get overlooked. So keep Zimmerman in mind if you want a lower-priced, high-upside first baseman today. Lower-owned, high-upside first baseman right there. Will Myers, $4,600 against Sensatella. He just keeps producing very solid, solid start to the year for Myers. Jose Abreu, $4,300 against Nate Karns. White Sox are in play against Karns today. Right-handed bats are hitting hitting Karns way better than lefties. They're hitting them really hard this year. Abreu, small sample, but 4-for-9. Those four hits are all extra bases, three doubles and a home run. Crush Davis will skip. Mike Napoli will skip. Edwin Encarnacion versus a lefty is only $3,900. I know Edwin's having a slow start to the season, but DraftKings is drunk because Edwin versus a lefty is always a beautiful thing. Facing Matt Boyd at $3,900 is crazy. And wow, Carlos Santana, first base outfield eligible, is $3,800. Wow, DraftKings, what are you doing? Okay, I'm going to preface this because if you look at their team stats, pull them up again real quick. As a team, they don't strike out much against left-handed pitching, but they have a below-average WOBA and a .220 batting average. So they don't hit lefties very well. Matt Boyd's not your average lefty, so I'm definitely not pitching him against them. And these price tags are just – they're almost too good to pass up. I'm just going to throw that out there. I definitely might have an Indian stack out there because, $3,800 for Santana and $3,900 for Edwin. Matt Holliday against Marcus Stroman, $3,900. Stroman's given up a lot of hard contact. His WOBA against is very high this year. He's pitching well. He's limiting damage, but they're hitting him hard. So keep that in mind, $3,900. You got the Haas, $3,800 against Pelfrey. That whole Royals lineup has some very good history against Pelfrey. So, yeah, we haven't been stacking the Royals too much. We've been talking about them a little more lately. They're kind of, sort of, maybe heating up. Haas might be in play tonight. Mark Reynolds, $3,800 against Weaver. Weaver's pitching in San Diego. Too bad it's not in Coors, but it might be good enough. Kendrys Morales against Sabathia, $3,700 is in play. Albert Pujols against Iwakuma. Iwakuma pissed us off last time he pitched. We'll target him again. Pujols, $3,700 is definitely in play. Posey, I already mentioned him. Mitchie Two Bags against Gausman at 3,500. Ryan Healy against the lefty Santiago, first base, third base eligible, 3,400. A little A stack will be cheap and underowned against the lefty Santiago today. A's against left-handed pitching, 3.11 wOBA, it's above average, and a really good, almost in the upper echelon tier, 2.63 team batting average against left-handed pitching. So we will be looking at some A's bats. They'll be lower owned, kind of under the radar stack against Santiago. If you're going to fade Pomeranz, Trey Mancini of Baltimore is one of the few guys that can hit left-handed pitching. Basically, Machado, Mancini are kind of the few guys you do target in that lineup. He's first base outfield eligible at 34. Josh Bell, Pittsburgh stack is in play. Rookie Davis, the worst pitcher on the board tonight. Rookie Josh Bell, 3,300. Yuli Gurriel hitting very well for the Astros at 3,300. There's so many first basemen. It's just not fair. So many. Jay Bruce continues to rake double donged again, won a grand slam, and he's still so cheap. He's first base outfield eligible against Big Bart, Big Sexy, $3,200. Get him in your lineup. I don't care if it's first or outfield. I'd probably go outfield so you can still use one of the big first baseman bats, but my goodness, that is too cheap. Too cheap. That's just wrong. $3,200. Cody Bellinger at $3,100. Get him while you can. He is raking. He's hitting everything. And he's going to be getting sent down to the minors here pretty soon. So enjoy it while you got it. But he's been on fire. I can't blame you for using him. $3,100. The kid is legit. And we talked about it on the Around the Bases pod last night. The Dodgers are foolish. Foolish for sending him down. He's better than any outfield option they have right now. Any outfield option. And money's not an issue for LA. So just foolish. And then Tampa Bay versus a lefty, Ricky Weeks will be batting cleanup at 2,600 if you want to roll that dice. Not much, he's so inconsistent. You're really praying for a home run is what you're praying for, but go for it if you want. Second base, Jose Altuve, 5K. He went yard again last night. That little Mighty Mouse is something special. 5K against Nicky Martinez. Daniel Murphy against Robbie Ray. He hits lefties just fine. Do not worry about that with Murphy. He's $4,800. Brian Dozier, he went yard for us. He doubled donged for us, $4,700 against Graveman. Like I said, with Graveman, maybe I didn't say it, because we're going to be targeting Minnesota. I wanted to clarify real quick with Kendall Graveman. Let me find my Minnesota. Where'd you go? There you are. Lefties are hitting them better than righties, but righties are still hitting over 300 against them, so don't be worried about that one. Rugio Dort, 44 is not bad. Robbie Cano, like him a lot at 4,200 against Ricky Nolasco. Jose Ramirez is 4,100, second base, third base eligible against Matt Boyd. I can go some Pedroia against Gausman if you like at 41. Not bad there. Ben Zobrist against Eichhoff is 3,900. Jose Peraza against Taillon is 3,900. Nice sneaky second base play. Josh Harrison continues to rake, went yard again on Tuesday. Part of that Pittsburgh stack, he has to be a part of it. Second base, third base eligible. He's only $3,800. Absolutely love Josh Harrison again tonight. The guy is just mashing. For some reason, Milwaukee-St. Louis plays. Jed Jericho is automatic. Second base, third base. Like I said, right-handed bats are crushing Anderson this year. Well, not crushing. They're hitting them better than lefties. And Jericho mashes right-handed pitching. Cesar Hernandez, 3,600 versus Arrieta in play. Javi Baez had a big game on Tuesday. Just want to throw that out there. Not saying you have to play him. Just throwing it out there. Then Hervis Solarte, 3,500 against Sensatella. Starting Castro, 3,400 against Stroman. Like Castro pretty much every day, especially as they keep that price tag way too low. He's always in play. Not a must start, just always in play. Jed Lowry switch hitting against Santiago at 2,900. It's usually where we end our line at second base. And yes, it is. So Lowry at 2,900 is the lowest we go. He's usually hitting second or third in that lineup. Good part of the stack. Always a good part. Nice cheap part. Third base, Arenado, 5K against Weaver. Machado, 4,900 against Pomeranz. Chris Bryant's day-to-day. Didn't see what happened to him. 4,800, he went yard on Tuesday, so make sure he's in the lineup. Miguel Sano, love him again on Wednesday. Still $4,200, way cheap against Graveman. God, I love that guy. Jake Lamb versus a lefty is not ideal. He finally went yard over the weekend, that 481-foot bomb. but overall does not hit lefties very well. Todd Frazier, $4,000 against Carnes. Like I said, righties hit Carnes better than lefties, so keep that in mind. Longo's been day-to-day, but if he's in the lineup against the lefty Connolly, he's only $4,000. We know how Longo likes to hit lefties. Kyle Seager against Nolasco. Seager starting to hit the ball, guys. Starting to hit it. It's $3,900. Take advantage of that while you can. If Milwaukee, St. Louis plays, Shaw's $3,800 against Waino. Justin Turner against the righty Samardzija's $3,800. That's definitely in play. Okay, I said don't chase him yesterday, but he's facing Ray tonight, and I said right-handed pitchers hit Ray better, or right-handed batters hit Ray better. Anthony Rendon's $3,800. I can kind of support it tonight. I still think he's not as good. Well, he's obviously not as good as he was on Sunday. He's a good ball player, but you can't expect this out of him all the time. But it's a good place for him tonight. Can't fault you there. But Moustakas is $3,700 against Pelfrey, and that's outstanding. Moustakas, he likes him some Pelfrey. He's gone deep on him twice in his career. Mentioned Jericho already. Trevor Plouffe against the lefties, always in place. Against Santiago, $3,600. Joey Gallo went deep on Tuesday, $3,600. Ryan Shipp starting to hit the ball harder and harder. He's $3,600, went deep on Tuesday, and he's facing Sensatella tonight. Chase Headley against Stroman's $3,500. Eduardo Nunez versus the lefty Urias is $3,500. I already mentioned Ryan Healy. Got that play going. Martin Prado, like I said, he hits lefties pretty well for the Marlins. He's $3,100. Marwin Gonzalez double-donged, including a grand slam on Tuesday. He's third base outfield eligible. He's $3,000 against Nick Martinez. That is a nice cheap price tag if you're stacking Houston, which I like because Nick Martinez's numbers are good to start the year, but we know who Nick Martinez really is. Let's not fool ourselves. But then again, we said that about Andrew Kashner, and what did Andrew Kashner do? Made us look foolish again. But $3,000 for Marwin, that's not a bad price tag at all. Let's head over to the shortstop position where we are led off by the one and only Trea Turner. He's $4,900 against Robbie Ray. I hate paying that price tag for him, but I don't know. Might be worth it tonight. Correa at $4,800 against Martinez. Lindor, $4,500 against Boyd. I like that a lot. Gene Segura, $4,200 against Nolasco, is definitely in play. He keeps hitting the ball really, really well. Corey Seager, $4,200 is definitely in play. Like that a lot. Elvis Andrus, $3,800. Tim Anderson, $3,700. Addison Russell, $3,400. Hernan Perez, $3,400 if they play. Didi Gregorius, $3,400 is a very solid play. Asdrubal Cabrera, the left-handed Mets bats are all in play tonight against Cologne. Cabrera, $3,300, very nice part of that order. Chris Owings against the lefty Gio, like Owings a lot tonight at $3,300, shortstop outfield eligible. Freddy Galvis at $3,200 in play. Shortstop, that's where he gets up. Oh, there's our man, Tim Beckham, $2,900. Old reliable, $2,900. Christian Arroyo's $2,900. A couple more hits on Tuesday night if you want to go there. I love Beckham at $2,900, though. It's just unbelievable. All day long, every day, $2,900. Let's over to the outfield where we're loaded as always. Bryce Harper, $5,400. Mike Trout, $5,300 against Iwakuma was a great play. Mookie Betts, $5,200 against Gausman. Charlie Blackman, $4,900 against Weaver. I already mentioned Hanram. Got the Trumbot. McCutcheon, $4,500 against Rookie Davis is good. Like that. Adam Jones, $4,400. Giancarlo against Snell at $4,300 is a really solid play. Cruz against Alaska at $4,300 is good. Alec Duvall against Tyon at $4,300. Ian Desmond's back at $4,300. Michael Brantley's $4,200. JBJ's $4,200. Joey Bat's heating up. He's facing Sabathia. He's only $4,200. Billy Hamilton, always under-owned, keeps getting on base, keeps stealing bases like crazy. He's only $4,200, people. Since you choose $4,200, Jay up. K with the Chris Davis is $4,100. He's over $4,000, goddammit. But he's still playable tonight. Definitely playable against Santiago. Kyle Schwarber went ding-dong finally. He's $4,100. Gregory Polanco against Rookie Davis is in play at $4,100 as well. AJ Pollock against the lefty. Really, really nice play at $4,100. The Milkman, $4,000. Lorenzo Cain at $3,900 isn't bad at all. Aaron Judge double donked again. He's $3,900. Mentioned Santana already. Rajay Davis against the lefty is always a really nice play. He's $3,800. See if he's leading off. That'll be a really nice play at $3,800. Really, really nice play. Get him in there with Lowry and maybe Chris Davis. Maybe some Plouffe or something. Really nice setup there. Max Kepler, $3,800 against Graveman. I like that a lot. Benintendi, $3,800. Gardner swinging a hot bat. He's $3,800. Schebler, $3,800. Some good stuff here in the high threes. Really good stuff. Upside stuff right here. I like that a lot. Reddick, $3,700. He has hit Martinez really well in his career. He saw him a lot when he was at the A's. Reddick is 7-14 lifetime. Two doubles, a triple, and a homer. Mazzara went yard last night. Maybe he's waking up, hopefully. Maybe, kind of. $3,700. Enciarte, $3,700 versus against DeGrom. Yosemite Tomas versus a lefty. Always in play with the D-back stack at $3,700. Alex Gordon, $3,600 against Pelfrey. Avisel Garcia continues to rake. He's $3,600 against Carnes. He has three career hits against Carnes and 11 at-bats. All three are home runs. Keep that in mind. Robbie Grossman, $3,600 against Graveman. Very much in play in your Minnesota lineup. Like the Twins tonight, folks. Souza Jr. against Conley, $3,500. Like that a lot. Delino DeShields leading off for Texas at 35 is in play if you're not using Morton. Conforto, $3,500. Lock and load. He's $300 more than Bruce. My goodness. DraftKings. I'll get you sometimes. I really don't. Marcelo Zuna, $3,400 against the lefty and Snell is one of the more automatic plays you'll see on the board ever. That is outstanding. Wow. Marcelo Zuna, $3,400. That stands out like a sore thumb right there. Really good play. Althair at 33. That's kind of dicey against Arrieta, especially with that weather situation. Keep that in mind. Craig Gentry against the lefty. Drew Pomeranz at 33. Kevin Pillar is on fire. He's only $3,300 facing the lefty Sabathia. I love some Pillar tonight. That is a really good play at $3,300. Mentioned Chris Owings already. He could go some Hunter Renfro with the homer upside at 33, but I think there's better options out there tonight. More reliable. Mentioned Jay Bruce. Love him at 32. Some really good value in this freaking outfield. I wouldn't go too much lower. I don't think you have to. You can go Osuna at 3K if he's in the Pittsburgh lineup, but against the righty, I don't think he will be. Lonnie Chisenhall at 29. Not sure he'll be in the lineup against the lefty. Aaron Hicks, $2,900 for New York. Keep an eye on him. I mentioned him a lot. He's been playing really well. Jacoby Ellsbury went to the DL with a nerve issue in his elbow. Hicks is slated to get a lot more playing time, folks. He's a switch hitter, steals bases, has power upside. He's only $2,900 tonight. He'll hit towards the top of that order usually. Very much in play. His price tag will probably start going up eventually, but while he's cheap, enjoy him. $2,900. Not the best matchup tonight against Stroman, but we do like the Yankees. If he's hitting at the top of that order, could be a part of a Yankee stack indeed. Tyler Collins, if you're fading Carrasco, he's $2,700 tonight, so he's in play as well. And that should wrap us up with our outfield position. So there you have it. We'll call it 14-game slate because I didn't really break down Milwaukee-St. Louis too much for you. I kind of did, so 14.5-game slate. But it's an interesting one. There's bats for days. Pitching's a mess. So, like I said, pitching Carrasco at 10-7, DeGrom at 10-4, Pomeranz at 81, Morton at 69, Sensatella at 62. Love them. You can roll the dice on Connolly or Snell if you're feeling frisky. Now for stacking. Boston versus Gausman is obvious and outstanding. Boston 4.73 implied team total. Right-handed bats crush Gausman. Hanram, Mookie, build around that. Houston versus Martinez, I love them. Righties and lefties hit them well. Lefties hit them better. 4.66 implied team total. You got your usual suspects, Altuve, Correa. Don't forget the likes of Marwin Gonzalez, who keeps hitting. He does it over and over again. He's always forgotten. You know, McCann's kind of slow. Beltran's kind of slow. But Reddick, don't forget Reddick. There's a lot of interesting pieces you can use there. Probably one of my favorite stacks because you can kind of deviate from those obvious ones there. Minnesota, 4.37 implied team total. Lefties are hitting Graveman very well. Both sides are, but lefties hitting him very well. But I'll be going my Dozier Sano, Kepler, like usual. Then add some Grossman to it and some, maybe some Castro. Love the Twins yet again, but definitely Kepler, Sano, Dozier. No doubt about it. Pittsburgh versus Rookie Davis. Love that one. 4.29 implied team total. Lefties and righties are matching, and lefties especially. Josh Bell's in play. Gregory Polanco is a great play tonight. Really, really good play. McCutchen and Harrison. If you want to do like a Harrison, Bell, McCutchen, Polanco, 1-4, I love that right there. Love that a lot. Yankees versus Stroman is very much in play. 4.28 implied team total. Don't mind that at all. You know, Judge, Headley, Holiday, Hicks is a sneaky little play. Gardner's hitting the ball well. Castro, they're all hitting pretty well. Didi. Obviously, you want a piece of Judge, but he's getting more and more popular. But you got to have a piece of him. But build around that. Kansas City versus Pelfrey is very nice. 4.26 implied team total. Both sides of the plate are hitting them well. Build around Moustakas. And, you know, Hosmer, Salvi, the likes there. Toronto is heating up. Facing Sabathia, who struggled his last time out. Righties are hitting him very well. Got a 4-2-2 implied team total. Joey Batts, Kevin Pillar, like those two especially. Kendrys Morales is a switch hitter. You can build a little mini stack there. If you just want to go Pillar, Bautista, or Pillar, Bautista, Morales, no problems there at all. Or just go Pillar by himself and Bautista by himself. I don't care. But not bad plays there. Really, really like the Mets versus Cologne. 4.1 implied team total. Lefties are mashing Cologne. Conforto, Bruce for sure. Cabrera as well. Don't mind Neil Walker. Definitely get your Mets exposure as the norm. And then you can get weird. Arizona versus Geo. 3.85 implied team total. Right-handed bats hit Geo very, very well. So you got, you know, Pollock, Owings, Tomas, Goldie. Love it, love it, love it. And then the White Sox versus Carnes. White Sox, 3.74 implied team total. Right-handed bats hit him very, very well. So you got Abreu, Frazier, Avisel. You know, Melky's a switch hitter, so he'll be from the left side. But Anderson, a lot of good options there. Even if you just want to go Frazier, Abreu, Avisel, that's fine. Tons of options there, and they'll be solo owned because right now everybody's on the, oh, they hit left-handed pitching track. They're not on the right-handed pitching track. They're not thinking of these things. So this is your opportunity to strike while the iron's hot. So things to think about, and you're going to have to get creative on this slate because hitting should be all over the board again, just like last night. And pitching, you're going to have to hit it, and it's tough. It's very tough tonight. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. So check the weather and make sure your guys are playing and you got the right conditions, the favorable conditions. But good luck tonight. Let's win some money. Let's have another fun night like last night. Check out the latest Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo, Episode 10. It's out on iTunes and SoundCloud and Spreaker. Follow us at Around Bases Pod. Check us out. A lot of good stuff there. Check us out at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Francesco's got the UEFA Champions League preview. It's like a 10-minute pod, and he just released the Europa semifinal preview. Check those out. We got some NFL draft recaps coming out. I got a Kentucky Derby Benched with Bubba recording tomorrow night. That'll be coming out for you to get ready for the weekend. Lots coming on. But more importantly, let's make some money. Good luck tonight. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 3rd edition.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.